Hey, welcome to the Growth Dummy summary of the 10x rule by Grant Cardone. The 10x rule is about setting goals 10 times larger than before and working 10 times harder to reach them. Grant Cardone says that achieving success always takes far more effort, time, and money than we predict. So we must be prepared to face many problems, challenges, and resistance. Our top quote from this book is, "Disciplined, consistent, and persistent actions are more of a determining factor in the creation of success than any other combination of things." Most of us have felt unmotivated sometimes. No matter how much we tried, we just couldn't get to work. Isn't that right? Instead, we fell into procrastination, distraction, and eventually shame. But what if we could fix our motivation simply by setting goals 10 times bigger than normal? Grant Cardone says that society brainwashes us into aiming too low in the name of balance. But if we can learn to dream bigger again, then our audacious goals will inspire us to take massive action all the time. Grant Cardone is a popular social media personality, New York Times best-selling author, and a public speaker. He's built successful companies in real estate and sales training. His social media pages have millions of followers, and his net worth is about $300 million, according to Freshworks. In this summary of the 10x Rule book, we'll explore some of the best lessons for business, productivity, and success from Grant Cardone. Let's see if they really work and how we can apply these lessons to our lives. Starting with lesson one, set goals 10 times larger than before. Grant Cardone writes down his goals every day. He says this may be the biggest reason he became rich. In fact, his biggest regret in life is not setting much larger goals from the very beginning. And that's why he now teaches his students the 10x rule. Here's a quote from this book. "This is the focus of the 10x rule. You must set targets that are 10 times what you think you want, and then do 10 times what you think it will take to accomplish those targets. Massive thoughts must be followed by massive actions." End quote. In our society, we're often taught to make our goals smaller and more achievable to avoid disappointment. We're told that it's not good or somehow immoral to become very successful, so we learn to limit our desires to what is realistic. Grant Cardone says this is a huge mistake because realistic goals don't excite anyone. It's so hard to stay motivated and to work hard towards simply average goals. On the other hand, a large goal can be very inspiring, especially when it feels personally meaningful to us. Bold, audacious goals get our heart pumping, which helps us to maintain enthusiasm for our projects over the long term. That's why highly successful people often say that work doesn't feel like work to them. When Elon Musk is working 14 hours a day to send a rocket to Mars, you can bet he ain't grumbling about the overtime like most employees do. In the classic success book Think and Grow Rich, the author Napoleon Hill interviewed over 500 millionaires, including Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, and he discovered that a common ingredient in all the successful people was a burning desire and obsessive focus. He wrote, "Wishing will not bring riches, but desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning definite ways and means to acquire riches, and backing those plans with persistence which does not recognize failure, will bring riches." End quote. And you could read more like that in our summary of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill at growth.me. To summarize this lesson, the first part of the 10x rule is choosing goals that are 10 times bigger than before. A big, audacious goal will excite and motivate us far more than mediocre goals. Cardone also recommends writing your goals out every single day. And now lesson two, work 10 times harder than others. The second part of the 10x rule is backing our goals with massive action. 10 times more action than we would usually do. Why? Because every worthwhile accomplishment always takes 10 times more effort than we originally expect. And even our most conservative estimates tend to be wildly inaccurate. For example, Grant Cardone started his first business when he was 29 years old. He expected that he would reach the income level of his previous job in about 3 months. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. He was failing, and he found himself beginning to make excuses for why he was failing, like the economy, competition, market conditions, etc. But suddenly, he thought that maybe the problem wasn't all those outside factors. Maybe he had simply underestimated just how much work, hard work it takes to launch a new product. So Cardone dropped the excuses and increased his actions by 10x. He went from making 3 sales calls per day to about 30 calls per day, and his sales finally began to take off. In the end, it took him about 3 years to replace his previous income, about 10 times longer than he expected. And also keep in mind, that wasn't 3 years of blind, repetitive, pig-headed effort. Along the way, he was also constantly studying to upgrade and improve his sales, skills, and abilities. Grant Cardone says all people fit into one of 4 degrees of action. The first degree is to do nothing. People who don't take action on their goals obviously fail, yet they still do a lot of work with inventing reasons and excuses for their lack of effort. The second degree is retreat. This means going backwards from our goals, often because of a fear of rejection or failure. The third degree is normal action. Most people fit in here because it's the most socially acceptable level. They do enough work to create an average existence, but no more. And finally, the fourth degree of action is massive action. These people seek to dominate each goal with relentless, persistent action. Although we are often told that working too much like this is wrong, look at kids. Kids are fully engaged to the point of obsession with anything they do. So it's time for us to reclaim that natural state and embrace massive action. By the way, another great sales trainer is Brian Tracy. In his book, The Psychology of Selling, he echoes Cardone's message that massive action is the key. Brian Tracy wrote, "The fastest way to increase your income is simple. It is the key to success in selling. Spend more time with better prospects." This 6-word formula is the recipe for high income in every market. End quote. So you can learn more like that in our summary of The Psychology of Selling by Brian Tracy. To summarize this lesson, the second part of the 10x rule is backing up our large goals with massive, massive action. Cardone says we always wildly underestimate how much work any accomplishment is going to take. His first business only became successful after he increased his actions by 10x. Now lesson 3, expand when others contract. During recessions and depressions, most business people instinctively contract. This means they're feeling uncertain, so they want to be cautious, save money, and cut expenses. However, Grant Cardone says this is exactly the wrong move. He says the most successful business people see bad times as the best opportunity to expand. When all your competition is retreating, then you'll have a wide open road ahead of you to reach your next level of success. For example, during the 2009 financial crisis, many people lost a lot of money and were feeling afraid. Grant Cardone also felt uncertain because he owns a lot of real estate, so he was also losing money. Yet instead of retreating, he expanded his business on all fronts. As a result, he came out of that recession stronger than ever. For example, he published many, multiple new books and new sales programs. He did hundreds of new articles and radio interviews to get his message out. And he made thousands of calls personally and told his staff to do the same. And by the way, the motivational speaker Tony Robbins wrote a short book on finance and investing called Unshakable. Tony wrote about how the richest investors handled that 2009 financial crisis with confidence. You see, at that time, most people were feeling very scared, which made them want to sell their investments and get out of the market. And their fear was being amplified by the news, which is often designed to excite our emotions rather than inform us. Yet during that same time, very highly successful investors like Warren Buffett were looking to buy. During that 2009 crisis, Buffett said, "A simple rule dictates my buying. Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. And most certainly, fear is now widespread." End quote. So Buffett was buying tons of new companies and stocks. At the time, some observers said he was crazy, but years later, now everyone says that he made a ton of money through buying those stocks when they were severely underpriced. You can learn more great investing lessons like this in our summary of Unshakable by Tony Robbins at growth.me. To summarize this lesson, hard times like market downturns and recessions cause most people to contract, but it's the best time for you to expand by doubling down on your efforts. As Warren Buffett says, be greedy when others are fearful. And now lesson four, always keep pursuing success. Unsuccessful people often imagine they could get rich and stop working forever. That's kind of the dream of winning the lottery, isn't it? By contrast, all the successful people that Grant Cardone knows are continuously looking forward to their next targets. Cardone says being successful is like tending a garden. There is no point at which you can stop and have it continue to stay beautiful forever. You have to keep maintaining it by pulling the weeds and watering it, for example. Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, he wrote a very similar lesson. He wrote, "Business is not like painting a picture. You can't put a final brush stroke on it and then hang it on the wall and admire it." We have a slogan posted on the walls around McDonald's headquarters that says, "Nothing recedes like success. Don't let it happen to us or you," end quote. And you can learn more about the story behind McDonald's extraordinary success in our summary of Grinding It Out by Ray Kroc. Now here are three more essential lessons about success from Grant Cardone. First, success is your duty. By creating wealth, you are contributing to your family, community, country, and the world. If you don't work hard, then you'll likely become a drain on those around you, from your relatives to society. Second, success evolves as we get older. As we age, our goals and priorities naturally change, and we should expect that to happen. If you get married and become a parent, for example, then you will gain some entirely new ideals to aim for. And third, massive success ensures your security. Taking 10x action is also important because that extra success provides a cushion of safety that can support you during times of distress, illness, depressions, downturns, etc. To summarize this lesson, part of being successful is always looking forwards to the next target rather than slipping back into complacency. Remember that success is your duty to those around you, and that massive success ensures your future security. Now, lesson 5, obsess about results, not effort. Most people are constantly thinking about how much effort they have spent, how many hours they've been working, and whether they deserve overtime pay. Many of us were raised in schools that encouraged this kind of mindset. They taught us we should feel good just for trying to do something. I remember all the kids getting participation ribbons in my school, even if they came in last place in a race. However, this approach totally fails in the business world. You see, highly successful people focus entirely on results and outcomes. When you're growing a business, how much effort or time you put in is really irrelevant. It doesn't matter if you spent 1 hour or all day trying to make some phone calls. What matters is how many sales you close at the end of the day. So Grant Cardone says we must be hard on ourselves and obsess about achieving those outcomes we need rather than simply feeling good for trying. A focus on outcome also helps us to enjoy our work. You see, all the rewards from working go to those people who persist all the way until they achieve the outcome. On the other hand, if we're working and working and working without getting a result, that simply tires us out and makes us lose motivation. Here's a quote from this book. Most people only make enough effort for it to feel like work, whereas the most successful follow up every action with an obsession to see it through to a reward. End quote. To summarize this lesson, society teaches us to pat ourselves on the back just for trying, but highly successful people are obsessed with getting results and achieving outcomes. This makes work more rewarding and enjoyable rather than feeling like an endless chore. And finally, lesson 6 is view problems as opportunities. Unsuccessful people shy away from problems and challenges. They consider them to be another headache or potential failure. On the other hand, successful people know that solving problems leads to more success. Cardone says becoming successful means creating more problems for ourselves, which means we must never be afraid of those new challenges. For example, after you solve the problem of getting clients in your business, then you'll face the new problem of delivering a high-quality service to those clients. And by the way, the millionaire entrepreneur MJ DeMarco gives some great advice for starting a new business. He says, stop thinking about business in terms of your selfish desires, whether it's money, dreams, or do what you love. Instead, chase needs, problems, pain points, service deficiencies, and emotions. End quote. So one great way of looking at business is that every profitable product or service is simply a solution to someone else's problem. If you can make life easier, faster, or more convenient for others, then you're probably on the right path to prosperity. And you can learn more great business advice like this in our summary of his book, The Millionaire Fast Lane by MJ DeMarco. Another type of problem you'll often encounter are customer complaints. But at their best, customer complaints can show you new opportunities to improve your product or service. They can show you exactly how to serve people's needs better and to move past the competition, make your product or service better than the competition. However, general criticism can also just be a natural side effect of success. When you're commanding a lot more attention in the future, some of it will inevitably be negative. For example, even the most inoffensive and wholesome YouTube videos, they always have some dislikes, and I guess those dislikes come from the perpetually dissatisfied people that live in the world. So Grant Cardone says it's best not to take most criticism personally. To summarize this lesson, opportunity often comes disguised as new problems. If you can solve bigger problems for more people, then you'll become very successful. Customer complaints can teach us how to improve our product to beat the competition. Okay, so that's about it for this book summary of The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. I hope you're feeling fired up right now to dominate your goals and to set larger goals than you've ever expected to. I think this book provides a window into the mind of a highly successful author and investor. It reads like a 10-hour pep talk from a football coach. Some people may be turned off by this kind of writing or speaking, but for other people, it's just the right message at the right time, I think. My favorite part was the idea of resetting our expectations. Starting a new business or building a successful career will probably take 10 times more work than we expect, so we better get prepared to persevere. All right, and I'll see you in our next book summary.